Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Of the many privileges that come with aging are back pain, high cholesterol, hair thinning.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dave. Okay, here's another one, losing your teeth. And that's not limited to aging. People lose their teeth from gum disease, poor dental care, even genetics or hockey.
So wouldn't it be great to be able to grow a new one instead of expensive, painful fake implants? Scientists have been working on that.
Humans have molecules that form signaling pathways to coordinate the growth of teeth as well as some organs and tissues. Two of those molecules are bump and wint.
They stop the formation of teeth after our permanent teeth come in. Now scientists are targeting proteins that block those pathways specifically in tooth development to stimulate teeth to grow.
The protein USAG1 would stimulate tooth growth if it is blocked, but researchers did not know if that alone would do it. USAG1 interacts with both bump and wint, so the key is to see whether blocking the protein would affect other parts of the body.
They treated lab mice with antibodies targeting the protein, and some led to poor survival rates. Eventually, they found one that only affected the interaction of USAG1 with bump and blocked the bump signaling.
When they tested this on mice, they were able to grow a new tooth, and later also in ferrets whose dental pattern is like that of humans. The next step is to test the antibody on other USAG1 in animals, such as pigs and dogs. If that works out, we'll get closer to human trials.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.